I'm talking with Laura K. Henderson and Mickey Moses today. Laura is from Queer Theater and Mickey is from Face Off Theater. Talk about your names first, not your names, but your theater names, how you came up with that. Laura?
Queer Theater, also known as Queer Theater Kalamazoo, came about in 2013, and we were trying to create space not specifically for LGBT individuals, but a space where everyone can feel safe if they don't fit, say, the heteronormative. So queer for us is kind of an umbrella term for every letter you identify with or allies as well. But then we also wanted it to be a focus on queer works with queer storylines.
We started about 5 years ago. And when we came up with the name, we were trying to one of our goals as an organization is to try and mirror our community in some sort of way, both mirror our community and also challenge it. And so we came up with the idea of Face Off because it was the idea of taking off the mask and kind of getting to the real issues and the real things going on in our community and amongst ourselves. It's about being vulnerable and being open. And that was one of the things, one of the goals that we wanted for our organization. So
it sounds to me like both of you are coming from a theater that is readily taking on social issues, and maybe even we can call it activism. So I'm wondering if you can both talk to that on how you approach that. Is that a goal or a mission of your theater? And how do you handle those things?
For Queer Theater Kalamazoo, we definitely use what we call equality entertainment or artivism, you could call it, activism through art. The idea for us is to create a story that embeds these issues in a safe space that is separated from an audience so they can process those issues without necessarily being confronted directly with them. You could have a lecture at a university on equality and the need to address bullying in schools, and you'll get a handful of people that might attend. But if you put on a play, say, that has those same storylines, we'll reach hundreds of people for people coming to, quote, see a play that also happens to be based on social issues.
As primarily a writer, I'm a big believer in telling stories. You know, where you see statistics or you see news stories, but they don't go as deep. And I think if we ever want to achieve change, we have to get people to put a face on a story. And that's where I think theater comes in very strongly. You add that face, you give a life story, and hopefully people walk away with a chance to think. How do you approach social issues, Mickey?
I think for us, it's a huge part of our season choices. We always, when we try and pick our shows, we want it to be something that would be entertaining, but we also want it to be something that also says something about the world that we live in, about the groups that are being depicted in the piece. We want to challenge people to get them to think about what they just saw. During a lot of our shows, we choose to do a talk back after each of our shows.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. So that we can have a conversation with the audience about what they just saw. And part of the conversation is them just giving their response, their initial reactions to it, but we also try and give questions that can kind of bring up some of the things, the real world issues that are taking place in the piece. So sometimes even if it's not something that's obvious, we can point it out to them and sort of show, you know, like here is something that we see happening in this story that also is happening to, you know, lots of people in our community. And what do you guys think about that? What are you going to do with that information now?
Do you do talk back?
We do occasionally do talk back. Sometimes we have the playwrights in, or we might have the cast and director up. Especially the audience is interested in our allies acting as queer characters, because it's not something you necessarily think about, or it's not as common. And for them, they want to hear what is the connection between the work, not just for the audience, but for the actors as well, because it's something you don't get all around town is to have most of your characters be LGBT, which even though we are a forward-thinking city here in Kalamazoo, it can still make people uncomfortable. And so having the audience be able to unpack not only the performance as a whole of the plot and what the underlying storylines are. But how does that connect to Kalamazoo? How does that connect to the people that are right here in the audience? And how can they connect with the folks on stage who are also a part of that community?
I'm wondering if either of you do anything to attract a wide range of people in your audience to avoid, quote-unquote, preaching to the choir, people who already know the life that you're talking about. Is there any way that, and I don't know if it's possible, when you look out at that audience to tell, have we pulled in the group that we're about, or have we pulled in a wider audience? Do you have any special efforts to...
We do that in a lot of different ways. I mean, one of the things about Face Off, and one of our goals is to try and get people who are traditionally not theater goers to come to the theater, because there's a certain demographic that typically comes to the theater, and technically, I'm excluded from that. Usually, young people of color, that's not a thing that they normally go to. So we try and advertise in places where those audiences are there. We also try and reach out to organizations that are either associated maybe with the issue that we're talking about, and we try and include them. So, like, for instance, we did this show called In the Blood by Susan Laurie Parks, and it's about a homeless single mother, and her trying to deal with the issues that come with that. And so we reached out to the YWCA and got them to bring people out. So, like, we try and reach out to organizations that are kind of have a connection to the piece. We do a thing called the Touch Night, where we give away tickets through the Touch. And a lot of the people who listen to the Touch on radio station, a lot of them, they'll come, and it'll be their first time coming to a theater show, because it's not, it just hasn't been advertised to them. And I think also just by the nature of the work that we do, I remember when I would tell people I was a playwright, they'd be like Shakespeare? Like, that's like their framework theater.
Yeah.
And so we've been able to kind of show people that theater can be more than that, and also give them theater that shows them, that shows people of color, because we have more, because we can do it more frequently, and it's kind of our focus. So people can come to our shows and know that they'll see people that look like them and are telling stories that they can relate to. So,
what about you, Laura?
Queer theater is interesting because it has traditionally been a safe space for LGBT individuals. It's one of those things where if you're thinking about maybe 20 years ago, where are you going to see some gay men? Maybe in the theater, as hairdressers, as, you know, whatever the stereotypical roles are. So for us, although we do try to bring in new theater goers, our goal is more to bring in allies or people that identify as heterosexual but support the queer community.
Okay.
So that way we can try to bridge these boundaries between us and them, and to show these characters we are representing are people first. They are real issues first that are applicable to all of humanity, but they also just happen to be queer. And so if we can place our allies and people maybe who don't know their allies yet, they just want to see new theater. We put on a lot of new works, so we try to really get a wide, diverse audience that wants to see a good show. And then while they're there, they happen to connect on a level of bridging gaps between something they might not even realize is still an issue.
I wonder if either of you have observed audience response in any way. Do you see tears? Do you see the laughter that you're hoping for? Do you see anything that might indicate that, oh, you just opened my mind or my heart?
Often, especially is helpful during the talkbacks, when we can have like these really kind of interesting conversations about what we just saw and what people got from it and where they were going with it. And yeah, we'll see that during those things. And then also, I mean, even like we just closed our show, Amazing Grace, which was a youth show, and just hearing the kids' responses about like one of the things that the piece is about is the importance of storytelling. And we asked the kids that were in the audience, like, why are stories important? And through through what they saw, someone was like, oh, because stories can make you feel good about yourselves. And like they got
there
that
go.
From
yeah.
seeing the
yeah.
play. So, yeah, I think it's just a matter of it comes up a lot in our talkbacks.
How do you go about choosing what you put on the stage? Maybe in terms of actors, in terms of are they local playwrights?
At Queer Theater, we do try to focus more on new works, be it local playwrights or nationwide playwrights. But we try to give a voice to those who don't traditionally have one. It's really tough to get your works into, say, Farmer's Alley or the Civic, you know, places that do really well-known works, and they do it well. But for the standby playwright who's trying to get their foot in the door, who's trying to tell a story that is not mainstream, that's one thing that we look at. And then we also look at, is it something we can produce within our budget, in our space, with, say, the capacity of actors that we do have. But first and foremost, we look at, is this a strong voice? Is it a strong message? And what can we take away from it? Is it something that will affect the audience? We've had a lot of connection, especially with LGBT youth who come in and they finally feel safe. It's a safe space where we can tell these stories, we can feel, we can identify with those that we're seeing, versus it being a great story but not something I can connect to. So you get allies. My daughter's a lesbian, say, and so now they're starting to understand what that means in terms of everyday life. Those are kind of the things that we look for.
Do you ever work together? Is there any collaboration coming up?
We do. We have a collab coming up in the fall. It's an installment of a series called Elle, which is written by Shantae Brown. She went to school here. She's from Detroit.
It began in 2010. Oh. So this has been an episodic theater troupe and theater storyline that has lasted for 9 years now. And this will be our 10th episode. And it really started as almost a fan fiction of The L Word, which was a really popular show before about this lesbian group in Hollywood. And it was before Orange is the New Black and something that every new, you know, young lesbian could try to connect to. But it was L.A. set. It was a totally different lifestyle. And so Shantae geniusly brought it to Kalamazoo. So the location settings were in Kalamazoo. The characters reflected the people that are in our community right here. And she has continued to develop it in a way that has constantly talked about different social issues in an entertaining way. And we are more than excited to be partnering up fully half and half with Face Off Theater in the fall.
Anything else that you would like to talk about that's coming up this summer or this fall, July, August, September?
So in July, during the Black Arts Festival, we're premiering actually three new plays by a couple of local playwrights. So Earlene McMichael, Dr. Michelle Johnson, and Denise Miller, all three of them are going to have new pieces that are going to be produced. And there's a 10-minute and two short one-acts. And they run the gamut of different topics. One kind of addresses two of them kind of addresses the issues with, like, police brutality and Black Lives Matter. Another one also the kind of racial tensions that have been happening on college campuses lately. And then another piece is just about Black women dealing with the different struggles as they navigate, like, their friendships and their relationships. And they're a bunch of three kind of really very different pieces, but they all kind of have, like, connections, again, to, like, activism and to issues that are going on in the world.
July 19th and 20th, QTK will be hosting a group from Chicago, and it will be a fundraiser for their organization, who raises money to donate to the ALS Sam Shepard Foundation, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And then the other half will be coming to QTK so we can continue to renovate our space and provide not only a space for our works, but for other works touring through, or other, you know, new playwrights if they want to put on their own shows. So we're really looking forward to another partnership and just seeing how much support we have, not only in Kalamazoo, but throughout Michigan, Chicago, and nationwide.
How did both of you get interested in theater? Are you also actors, playwrights? What drew you to theater in the first place?
I'm a playwright, and I got into theater during my undergrad. I was in the creative writing program, and I was writing fiction. And then I took a playwriting course And I took the – I did what's called the new play project that Western does here. And what that is it kind of takes you through the new play process where you write a new play, you get assigned a director, dramaturg, actors, and then they put on a stage reading of your piece. And I realized that I really liked the collaborative nature of theater. Like with fiction, you just kind of write something and then you send it off and hope that you hope that people like
it.
You don't really know, you know, and then like your reactions, you don't get to see your audience reactions in real time. You don't get to converse that often with your audience about what you're doing. And with theater, I'm able to do all of those things. And I'm also able to see different people's interpretation of what I wrote, and they can help me. I feel like I'm stretch more as a writer because of that. So that was one of the reasons why I like theater. And also, I do think that the immediacy of theater allows you to reach people even better than I think you can in some other art forms. So that was the way I got into theater.
I started, like a lot of local actors, doing community theater growing up. And I remember the first time that I saw my cousin on stage, and I was, I don't know, fourth grade or something, and I was just in awe at the power she had with the audience to command their attention and to share the story that she was a part of. And so for me growing up, I just wanted to get more involved with theater and get to know these other wonderful, talented people. And for me, it's really about community. That's one of the main thing that draws me to theater. Each show develops a family. And I was always an actor, but I started with Elle as an actor, and it inspired my master's thesis here at Western Michigan University, which was to collect real life coming out stories, stories of being bullied and other LGBT issues, to write and produce with the help of some friends the show called Queer and Quintero. And that was a show the community saw and said, when are you doing something else? And I thought, oh, geez, I don't know. It's my first play I've done as a producer that I co-wrote. And I figured, well, the community needs this. So came up with Queer Theater Kalamazoo. And from there, I got into producing, which I've been doing for the past 6 years for them. And I do direct, I do write some, and I'm an actor and producer, all of that. But for me, producing is one of my favorite roles because I can watch this new talent come in and gain skills. I can watch these people that don't know each other come in and create friendships and relationships. And that's what really draws me to it, is just seeing the human connection that you get only with live theater.
Where are you both located?
So most of our plays are done in the Jolliffe Theater downtown in the Epic Center. I believe it's 359 Kalamazoo Mall on the mall. So that's where most of our plays are done.
And Queer Theater hosts most of its plays at the First Baptist Church downtown. It's the same space as Crawl Space and where All Ears Theater performs. That's 315 West Michigan Avenue at the First Baptist Church.
Well, thank you both so much. It's been fascinating to listen to you and keep telling great stories and opening eyes and hearts and changing lives. Thank you.